DUI violation. 酒后驾车。
Late one night, a police officer was patrolling a rowdy bar to anticipate possible DUI violations. At closing time, he saw a fellow tumble out of the bar, trip on the curb, and try his keys in 5 different cars.Before he found his. Then he sat in the front seat, fumbling around with his keys for several minutes. Everyone else left the bar and drove off. Finally, he started his engine and began to pull away. The police officer was waiting for him and turned on his light and pulled the driver over, read him his rights,and administered the breathalyzer test. The test results showed a reading of 0.00. The puzzled officer demanded to know how could that be? The driver replied, Tonight, I'm the designated decoy.
一天深夜，一名警察去一个经常有人闹事的酒吧门口巡逻。为了避免有酒后驾车的情况发生，酒吧打烊了，他看见一个家伙跌跌撞撞地跑出来，一下就摔在了路边，随后又用钥匙试着开了5辆车的门才找到他自己的车。坐进车里以后，好几分钟他又都是在摸着那些钥匙。这时人们都从酒吧出来并且开车走了，最后他也发动了车子准备开走。警察已经等这个机会很久了，他打开灯，把司机从车里拉了出来，给他宣读了他所享有的法定权利，然后做了酒精的测试，测试的结果是零。于是困惑的警察问他是为什么，司机说，今晚他们派我当诱饵。
Tell you more.
来讲解一下相关的语言点。 DUIDriving under the influence, 醉酒驾车，固定的用法。Drunk 意思是喝醉了的，例如 ，He was very drunk, 他喝得大醉。Closing time, 停止营业的时间，相应的营业时间是 open time。Fellow, F-E-L-L-O-W, 家伙，一般在口语中这个词经常使用。与 guy G-U-Y 的意思差不多，另外 fellow 有一定的贬义的意味，所以在口语中还是尽量使用 guy 比较好。 Fumble F-U-M-B-L-E 摸索。 Pull away 离开，与上文中的 drove off 的意思差不多。 Breathalyzer test 检测呼出的空气中酒精含量的测试，要注意文章中用了 administer 这个动词，关于这个动词相关的用法例如 administer justice 执行法律。 I'm the designated decoy 我是被指派的诱饵，可以与上文中他从酒吧跌跌撞撞的出来直到坐在车里摸钥匙这一系列的动作联系起来。总体把握之后，我们便能理解到幽默的所在。好了，今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。